Oh, June is busting out all over. Starting June 21st, Friday evening, and ending Sunday evening, June 23rd. June, go on June. Over to Pride48.com and find out the schedule from Pride 48 and all the participating little shoes. This is for you, our most precious resource, our listeners. So, put a cheese sandwich on the grill and join us June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd for the Pride 48 live streaming event.
Today is Monday, June 3rd, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay, the show where I, Adam, talk about my life and you listen to it. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm just going to fade out the music here. I wish I had a little bit of background music. I kind of like having the music in the background, but anyway, I'm going to fade that out. And because it's a Monday show, I have all of this stuff to talk about, and maybe I should do like Fatty does. I talk more about Fatty in this show than Fatty talks about himself in his own show, and I don't think I ever get in the opening bumper all by myself. Like, I've been in there with Dubious Intent. I've been in there with, you know, other things where it's ensemble, but I'm not sure if I've ever been in there for my solo show. I don't know. Maybe I have, and I just don't remember, and maybe this is just a tactic so that he'll put this one at the beginning of his show. So over the weekend, on Saturday, Mark and I sat around the house a lot. We were doing some DVR cleaning. We had a bunch of episodes of Ellen, and we needed to get through those. So we watched a bunch of Ellen episodes, and I feel like we had some other stuff on the DVR as well that we needed to get rid of. I could be completely wrong, and that could have been Sunday, but I feel like that was Saturday. I know we watched a lot of TV on Saturday. We also started watching, we had a Below Deck. I don't know if any of you guys watch Below Deck. I guess I'm a fan of reality TV, I guess, but Below Deck is this show where they have this big yacht, and it's basically a reality show about the life of all of the yachties, all of the chef and the head steward and the stews, you know, and the deck hands, and, you know, and it's all these ridiculously wealthy people that rent out these and I don't know how many thousands of dollars this must cost, because if you've ever watched it, at the end when they're leaving, and they've always been horrible, like these people who I don't know, charter these yachts, they are horrible. They treat the staff horribly. They expect way too much out of them. They're whiny, they're babies, they're, you know, all of these things. And then they get to the part where all of the crew lines up on the deck and the guest, you know, is departing and they're going down the gangway, and they give them a tip. And then after the tip, you know, and it'll be this big fat envelope. I mean, this big, huge fat envelope. And at the end, the captain sits them all down around the table and tells them how they did, you know, and how much they sucked or how good they did, you know, all the staff. And calls out, oh, chef, you did a really good job this charter. The food was fantastic. Or you guys need to get it together on the deck. The deck hands were horrible. Everything was, you know, whatever. He gives his whole speech. And then he hands out the tip. One of the episodes that we watched, the tip was $15,000. $15,000 was the tip. This was a 3-day charter. That is an average of $5,000 per day just for the tip. So that means if, let's say you tip 20% on, in America, you know, I don't know how many foreign people or people that are not from America or the USA listen to the show. I think I at least have a couple. I think RT Cruiser may still listen to me. I'm not sure. But anyway, the point is, if let's say you have a 20% tip rule, and that's probably low if you're rich. If you're rich, you probably are tipping 30, 40%. Who knows? Actually, the more you tip, the lower it would make the price of the job. It doesn't matter. Let's say it was a 20% tip. So 20%, if you gave a $15,000 tip, that means the charter itself, I can't even do the math. So 20%, it needs to be, gosh, I don't think I can do that math. Well, I don't know. I can't do the math in my head. I don't even know. Like, so if you, I could do 15% of something, but if you give, so you have to multiply it times something. And I don't know. I'm totally blanking here, and I don't want to stop the recording to do the math. Regardless, I bet that's like a hundred and, you know what? I bet it's a 75,000. No, that wouldn't be right. So $150,000 charter, if you were doing 15 or 20% would be 30,000. So if you were doing 50,000, it would be 75,000. There you go. So that means the cost of a 3-day charter, if you're tipping 20%, would be $75,000. Who has $75,000 to pay plus another $15,000? So you're paying almost $100,000 for a 3-day vacation. I mean, that is ridiculous. Even if you had that amount of money, would you really spend that? I don't know. Mark and I are going on a cruise, and well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to say how much it's going to be, but just trust me when I say, this cruise is not even as much as the tip. It's not even close to the tip. And that's with the hotel, the airfare, the cruise, the excursions. We're not even getting up to, even nowhere close, not even close to what the $15,000 tip. I mean, we could take 3 cruises or more for the amount that they were spending on this tip. It was crazy. Anyway, we watched that, and then I got in all my lenses, I said. So we went to a local park, and I tried out all of my lenses. And funnily enough, after trying them all out, I guess I should have. I'm impatient, but someone at work did offer me to loan me some lenses, and you know, so that I could test them out and see what I wanted. You know, other blogs recommended don't go out and buy a bunch of lenses before you've taken a bunch of photographs because you don't know what kind of lens you're really going to be comfortable with. So I had already bought 3 lenses that were relatively expensive. Although, like I said before, I feel like I did a pretty good job. I got 3 for the price that I could have paid for like 1. So I still felt pretty good about it. But I didn't do all of that. I just bought the lenses. So I tested them out and I realized I really like to take photos. I got a few really good photos, I thought, of a crane that was, the park that we went to has a pond, and there was a crane standing in the pond waiting for goldfish to swim by so he could eat them. And I got several good photos of that crane, and I realized I really like to take photos of wildlife. I mean, that won't be everything that I take photos of, but we're going to Alaska. There are going to be bald eagles. There are going to be bears. There are going to be, who knows, deer, whales, you know, all this kind of wildlife. And we're even going on nature walks and things that are supposed to really have wildlife. Well, the thing about it is, if you're not going to a zoo, the wildlife is not necessarily going to be close to you. So you need to zoom in. So I really enjoyed the photos that I got with my zoom, but it didn't zoom as much as I thought it was going to zoom. It wasn't zoomy as I thought it would be. I wanted a zoomier lens. And so I started doing a little bit more research after we got home, and I realized you can buy an extender for a zoom lens. So you don't have to buy, you know, you don't always have to carry around. So what I got was called a 70 to 200. But I feel like I really needed at least 400 Zoom. And so what I realized is you can, instead of buying a, let's say, 70 to 400 or 100 to 400 or whatever it would be, because those are probably $2,000 or more. Plus, they're super, super heavy. And you don't always need that much Zoom, right? So I found out that you can buy an extender. And this is actually from Canon. So it's a Canon approved thing. And that extender will double the zoom of the lens. So there's an extender that specifically is made for the series of lenses that I got, and it's cheaper than the other two lenses, than either one of the other two lenses that I bought. So I decided I was going to return one of my lenses and buy this extender. So I really should have, I don't know, maybe. So I've already taken care of that. It was a very simple process on Amazon. I just went in and said, hey, I want to return this. And they emailed me a shipping label and I took it to UPS. No big deal, but still, you know, it was a little bit of a rigmarole that I had to do. All right, well, I will talk about Sunday and the rest of it all on tomorrow's show. We do have the June event coming up and the schedule is on the website now. And I will be emailing everyone this week with technical information, so please be looking for that. But I'm going to wrap it up here, so I will see you guys for tomorrow. But for more episodes and information, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.